Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
Monday morning, chatting to regular guest on the program, Claire Kimball, all about the upcoming Canberra ACT elections. They're happening this weekend. I love me an election. I just love it. I just love democracy. But have a listen. They've got a specific system they use for the Canberra elections called the Hare-Clark system.
Sammy, they have the Hare-Clark system in Canberra. I think Anthony Green's the only person in Australia who understands exactly how that system works.
Not true. Done some research. Someone else understands how this system works. And this morning, today, right now, stop whatever you're doing because we're going to find out what it is in Tell It To Me Quick.
Tell it to me quick.
23 past six. We've got 5 minutes to get to the bottom of what the hell the Hare-Clark voting system is. And to do that, I'm joined by lecturer in the ANU School of Politics and International Relations, Dr. Jill Shepherd. Good morning, Jill.
Morning, Sammy.
The Hare-Clark voting system sounds like a specialty dish at a fancy restaurant that I couldn't afford to eat at.
It sounds awful, I thought. Just a little bit of rabbit on my plate.
What on earth is that, and what's wrong with our traditional bog-standard preferential voting system?
Okay, so first of all, Hare-Clark is the easiest thing in the world to understand. If you think about a normal... apologies to Claire. If you think about a normal electorate, you have to get sort of 50% plus one of the vote to win.
Like a majority, 51%.
Just a majority, right? And then it's winner-take-all. So if I get 50%... plus one of the vote, if I get a majority of the votes, then that seat's mine. Now, in Hare-Clark, we have...
Hang on, can I stop you? Can I stop you for a second?
Yeah.
But that's not exactly how...
That's pretty straightforward.
But isn't that like the first past the post system? Like, because we have preferences in like the lower house, so it's not just 50...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. But you mean after preferences?
50% plus one at the end of counting.
Yeah, okay.
So at the end of the night, when we've distributed all the preferences, I've got the majority.
Sweet.
And that seat's mine, baby. There's no one else in that seat. I own the seat now. Now, in Hare-Clark, all we do is we split that up into, say, five. In the ACT, we have five-member electorates. So instead of needing 50% plus that little one vote that sneaks me into the majority, I might just need 20% of the vote plus one that sneaks me over the quota of votes that I need in order to be elected. And then at the end of... at the end of election night, when the votes are all counted, everything's decided, I'm one of five members in my seat.
Okay, hang on. So is the big headline here that it's multi-member electorates as opposed to the voting system itself?
Exactly. It's a multi-member electorate. It's just like when we vote in the Senate or in Victoria when you vote in the upper house. It's just that we give it a fancy name, which makes it sound, you know, a little bit more esoteric, a little bit more hard to understand. But it's really not that complicated.
You keep saying it's easy and not complicated. My brain's melting down. Okay, Jill. Okay, so I think I'm sort of halfway there. So, for example, five members get 20% each. They're all voted in. What happens to the sixth member? What if someone gets like 40% of the vote? Is it still done on a preferential system after that? I'm melting down here, Jill. I'm melting down.
It's absolutely a preferential system. So again, just like in the Senate, if you are the king of your electorate and you end up getting 60% of the votes, the extra 40% transfer over to the next preferences on your ballot paper. Now, do you want to hear the really cool thing about the ACT elections?
Of course I do.
Because, I mean, I think what I've told you isn't cool enough already. We have something called Robson rotation. So where in the Senate you go and you have that enormous ballot paper and the parties get to decide the order in which the Senate candidates appear.
Oh, yeah, like so the favourite candidate gets up the top.
Precisely, right? Mm-hmm. In the ACT, we don't have that. The candidates get rotated. So say there are five candidates in each from each party for the seat in which you are electing five members. They print the ballot paper in five different variations so that everyone gets a go of being at the top.
Oh, like a blind sort of sample situation. This is great. The Robson rotation, is it?
It's called the Robson Rotation. And so what it means is that the parties aren't just fighting against each other, but the candidates within the parties are kind of subtly campaigning against each other too.
Please tell me there's a roundabout in Canberra named the Robson Rotation.
No.
Oh, there should be.
That would be cool. I feel like I've come empty-handed.
No, that's okay. We can both run using the Hare Clark system, get voted in on with that as our policy.
And now you understand it.
Well, Dr. Jill Shepherd, lecturer, School of Politics and International Relations, you would know the answer to this question more than me. Is the Hare Clark system more democratic than the normal system we use for the lower house, for example, or is that irrelevant because they're both the same, as you just explained? It's just more about the fact there are multi-candidates.
Well, if you're one of my students, I'd say, what do you mean by democratic, Sonny? But for the purpose of breakfast radio, I'm going to say absolutely. What we get, when you elect five candidates, the seats don't get tied up by 50-year-old white men. Right. Yeah. And so when you look at diversity in the Australian Parliament, you see much more diversity, ethnic, racial, gender diversity in the Senate than you do in the House of Reps. And the very good reason for that is that the parties here in Australia are so worried about losing their seats that they think the best thing they can do is to put up these kind of staid, boring candidates who, you know, won't offend anyone in the electorate. But in the Senate, you get to have a bit more fun, and you might say, well, yeah, there is a large group of immigrant voters in Australia who want to vote for someone who has a shared experience. And so in the Senate, we can put those candidates up and try to reach that sort of block of the electorate. And Hare Clark allows us to do the same thing.
Dr. Jill Shepherd, I don't know what it costs to enrol at your course at the ANU, but me and my listeners have just saved that amount of money precisely because you have delivered in spades. Can I drag you back next time I have a little cheeky democratic question for you to answer?
Of course, but define what you mean by democratic come back.
That's my homework. Okay, I will do. Dr. Jill Shepherd, such a pleasure. Thank you so much for joining this morning.
Pleasure.